Chapter 7. Running Away. We drove through Cousins, past all the old stores and restaurants. I was worried about seeing Conrad, but Jeremiah was driving really fast, and we were almost there. When I saw Conrad's car in front of the summer house, my heart started to beat loudly in my chest. Conrad was in there. Jeremiah jumped out of the car and ran into the house, and I followed him slowly. It was strange. The house still smelled the same. I thought that it might all feel different because Susanna wasn't here, but it didn't. Conrad was sitting on the couch, and his hair was wet from surfing. He was actually angry when he saw us. He looked at me for 1 second before saying to Jeremiah, "What are you doing here?" "I've come to take you back to college," Jeremiah said, trying to sound relaxed. "You're making a huge mistake. Dad is really worried about you." Conrad shook his head. "Tell Dad to go to hell." "Conrad, you can't stay here," said Jeremiah. "They'll kick you out of college if you don't go to your exams on Monday." "That's my problem," Conrad replied. "And what is she doing here?" He didn't look at me when he said it, and it felt like a kick in the stomach. I started to walk toward the back door. I couldn't breathe. "I brought her with me to help," Jeremiah said. "Look, we've got all your books. You can study tonight and tomorrow, and then we can go back to college." "Forget it. I don't care," Conrad said. "What's your problem?" Jeremiah asked him. "At this moment, both of you are my problem." Then Conrad looked at me and said, "Why do you want to help me? Why are you even here?" I opened my mouth to speak, but nothing came out. Conrad could always break me with a look, a word. He waited for me to say something, and when I didn't, he did. "Did you forget that you hate me and you never want to see me again?" "I don't hate you," I said, and then I opened the back door and stepped outside. I just needed to be on the beach. I sat in the sand and watched the waves. There was nothing that I could do to change the past. Conrad hated me. He couldn't even say my name. After a while, I went back to the house. Jeremiah was alone in the kitchen, and Conrad was out somewhere. "I shouldn't be here," I said. "Don't listen to Conrad," Jeremiah said. "He doesn't mean anything that he says." "Are you sorry that you came?"
"Yes."
Jeremiah smiled. "I'm not. I couldn't do this without you."
"What are we going to do?" I asked.
Jeremiah looked out the window to the beach. "I think that we'll have to stay here tonight. I'll keep talking to him. He'll come with us. But I just need some time." Conrad came home in the evening, and we sat around watching TV for a while. Jeremiah didn't try to talk to him, and no one spoke about summer school.
"I'm so tired," I said, thinking that Jeremiah might want to be alone with Conrad. "I'm going to bed."
"Good night," Jeremiah said, and Conrad didn't say anything. When I woke up the next morning, I stayed in bed. I wanted to believe that it was any other morning at the summer house. Susanna and my mother were walking on the beach. Downstairs, the boys were eating all the muffins and not leaving any for me. But it wasn't real, and I knew that. I got out of bed and looked out my window. Down at the beach, Jeremiah and Conrad were surfing, and suddenly, I was hopeful. Maybe they were finally talking about Conrad going back to summer school. Then I could go home,
away from Conrad and the past. Before I did anything else, I called my mother. "I'm staying at Taylor's house again tonight," I told her. "Taylor and Davis have broken up, and she needs me." My mother didn't even question the lie. "You're a good friend, Belly," she said. I could hear that she was relieved, because she just wanted to be alone to feel sad about Susanna. After our call, I took a shower and went downstairs. The boys were back inside, sitting at the kitchen table. "Look what I got," Jeremiah said, passing a bag to me. I looked inside and saw the sugary muffins that Susanna always went out early to buy. I took a muffin and pushed half of it inside my mouth. It was still warm. "They're so good," I said with my mouth full. "So, what's happening?" Jeremiah looked at Conrad. "Are you coming back, Conrad?" he asked, sounding hopeful. But Conrad said, "You guys should go soon, before the traffic gets bad." Jeremiah looked desperate. "We're not leaving without you," he said. Conrad sighed. "Jeremiah, thank you for coming out here, but as you can see, everything is fine." "You keep saying that, but Conrad, you're not fine. You're just running away." Conrad stared angrily at Jeremiah, and I knew that he was listening to us now. The old Conrad was still in there, and he would never run away from his problems. I had to say something. "So, how are you going to become a doctor without college, Conrad?" He stared at me, and I stared back and thought, "Yeah, I said it." I told him what I had to, even if it hurt him. "I don't want to be a doctor," he said angrily. "You don't know what you're talking about." "Then tell us what's wrong," I said, and my heart was beating so fast. No one spoke. For a minute, I thought that Conrad might really talk to us about his feelings. But finally, he stood up. "There's nothing to tell. I'm going back to the beach." He opened the back door. When he was gone, Jeremiah put his head in his hands. I touched his arm and said, "Don't worry, we still have time. It's only Saturday, isn't it?" "Yeah, we have time," he said, but he didn't say it like he believed it.